Just a very simple devotion, really, on verse 3 of this psalm. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. As the title says, it's a psalm of thanksgiving. And if you truly know God through the Lord Jesus Christ, what a wonderful psalm this is to sing. You do want all the lands to give a joyful shout to the Lord, as you read in verse 1. You do want to serve the Lord with gladness and come before His presence singing. And towards the end of the psalm, to enter His courts with thanksgiving. And one day, through the grace of God, we will see the fruition of that, where on the new heavens and the new earth, that's all there'll be, is holy people that love God and loved by Him, praising Him. But it's that verse, know that the Lord, He is God. What an incredible verse. It's the end of the, it's the reason for singing, really, in verses 1 and 2. And what goes on in verse 3. And it tells us so much, doesn't it? That in a world of uncertainty and many false gods, know this, that the Lord, the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, have no doubts about it, He is God. He is the one that reigns supreme over this chaotic world. He is the judge of all the earth. He is the creator. He is our maker. And through Christ, He is our Father. He's the supreme authority. Nothing has been made which hasn't been made by God through Christ. One day He'll bring all things to an end. He's worthy of all worship. He's worthy of all reverence in our hearts. He's worthy of all fear in a fatherly way. He's worthy of all love and praise. We had these psalms to help us worship Him. Not because He needs our worship. God is completely self-fulfilled and self-complete. But we need to worship Him. And this is why. Because it says that it is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We forget that, don't we? That's the very meaning of life. Why are you here this morning? Because God made you through the processes set in action thousands of years ago through Adam and Eve. That's the sole reason for our existence. God made you. And what does that mean? Not we ourselves, but God made us. Well, we belong to Him. We talk about my life and our life, don't we? And your life. Actually, our life is given to us by God for a certain time to take as He sees fit. We are His to be disposed of as He sees fit in His sovereign will, in His fatherly relationship to us through Christ. But we literally belong to Him. Our life is not our own. And that goes for all people, but doubly so if we're believers. That our life is not our own because we've been bought by the blood of Christ. Our sin has been redeemed. Know that the Lord, He is God. And so everything we have, everything about us, comes from God. So if you're skilled in some area, if you have a measure of wisdom, if you're gifted in some area, in one sense, I don't mean this in a nasty way, we don't have anything to boast about. You might be stronger, cleverer, wiser, more musical, whatever it is. Well, God made you like that. You say, well, I've got a willpower and I put my will into action. Well, God gave you the willpower. I can assure you He can give you willpower and take it away. I've experienced it many years ago before I was a believer. And God has made us like that. So doesn't that teach us to be humble and not to brag and not to be proud, but to depend on Him for everything, to give thanks for what He's given us? But also the flip side is true. Often we look at ourselves and we wish there were things different about us, don't we? We think, oh, I wish I was this or that, or I really struggle in this area. I feel so weak in that area. I'm not as strong as someone else. I'm just talking in the things of this life, not even spiritually at the moment. And God says, that's how I made you. That's how I would purpose you to be in this life. And we get very attached to people, don't we, as we should do. And we look up to people, and people are a help to us. But never forget that God made them. So if there's someone that's been a great help to you in your Christian life, someone you really admire, then give thanks to God because He made that person. He created that person. But surely the biggest creation we know is being made through Christ, being made a new creation through Christ. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We didn't think ourselves into existence, and we certainly didn't think ourselves into being a Christian, to knowing Christ. We were chosen by the Lord in great mercy. He set his love upon us. He has a great covenant. A covenant is a promise with a condition. What was the promise? The promise was, if the Son would come and live the perfect life sent by the Father, if he would hang on the cross and bear the awful punishment, having fulfilled all the law, and rise again, God would grant eternal life to the people he's gifted to the Son. He would choose the people himself. They were dead and buried in sin. They were completely incapable of loving him. We were like that, weren't we? And God, in eternity past, made this covenant, which is outside of our control. And he chose us and brought us to himself. The Bible says even our repentance is the gift of God. It is God who has made us and not we ourselves, this great God. But what comfort we have in the last clause of this verse. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. The supreme authority, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, Almighty God, the one whom the angels bow their heads, he has said, you're my people. You're my people. I've chosen you. You're mine. I'm your God. This is who I am. I brought you to myself. You're mine and I'm yours through Jesus Christ. That means all of our glorious God's attributes, all of his marvellous and wonderful character, he has availed to us. He's put at, I say, our disposal, but to call upon. It's a wonderful thought. We've all had people in our life that have been a great help to us. Perhaps they're particularly blessed in some way with wisdom or strength or whatever it is, and we think, oh, if only I can just get hold of that person. Well, God is everything. God isn't like love or loving. He is love. God isn't strong. He is strength. God isn't wise. He is wisdom. And everything flows from him. And he says, I am yours. You are my people. But we're described, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. The sheep. That means there must be a shepherd. And we have the great shepherd of our souls, as we read in 1 Peter, I think it is. We've been returned to him. That means we have someone that watches over us, that cares for us, that is leading us somewhere, that's leading us to heaven itself, to be with him one day, to be back on this earth, cleansed by fire. We're his sheep. We're the sheep which the Lord Jesus Christ laid his life down for. We're the sheep whom the Father said to the Son, Son, will you agree to go and die for these? We're the sheep whom the Holy Spirit, which hovered over the face of the waters, mysteriously came into our life and gave us spiritual life. We're his sheep. He says, I lay my life down for the sheep. I love my sheep. It's amazing. It's the most blessed privilege, and of his pasture. If we had time, we don't, we could read Psalm 23, how the Lord leads us. Pasture. What's pasture to a sheep? Pasture is food, isn't it? The sheep love the green grass. Isn't it lovely that the Lord is saying, I'm your God, you're my sheep, I'm going to watch over you, and I'm going to lead you in such a way, and if you listen to my word, and if you follow my statutes, even when you don't, I'll bring you back, and I will feed your soul through my word. I'll give you food for your soul. I'm taking you to the perfect heavenly pasture one day. You can see why it says in verse 4, about being so thankful if we know this God through Christ. And now we are to bless his name. I sometimes wonder if we thank the Lord enough. I feel guilty about this. Even at church, do we thank the Lord? We have our praise and we have our petitions, we have confession. But so often, I'm the same at home as well. I forget to give thanks to answers to prayer. And then we see in the last verse 5 about how good God is. And who he is, and his mercy, and his truth is everlasting. It will never end, what he's bestowed upon his people. His sheep will never stop being his sheep. It will endure to all generations. All the generations of this life which have his sheep being called to Christ, and then that endless eternity. Well, may that help us. Just a few thoughts. I'll deliberately keep it very brief. But as we come to pray to our great God.